Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Why, Madam Askew, do you have any plans for this Saturday, December 13th?
Why, yes I do! In fact, I am going to the most delightful tea party hosted by the Tucson Steampunk Society.
A tea party?
A tea party?
Not just any tea party, madam. No, we're going to have the most delightful time at their Dickens Tea Party.
Huzzah! The Dickens Tea Party is already upon us?
Indeed, it's the third annual tea party they've done, and there will be so much merriment. There will be tea dueling, of course, which, you know, there usually is no death because it's Dickens tea and we reserve that for other holidays. And then there will be some amusements of a musical variety provided by the Borderland Celts, who are a delightful assemblage from Bisbee. Which is
fabulous!
It's a small town somewhere in the Arizona Territories.
Small town with large talent.
Large talent, a great deal. In fact, one might even say they put the long in the oolong.
Will there be tiffin?
There will be tiffin. There'll be so many varieties of tiffin to enjoy with one's tea. And there will be endless pots of tea for those who like to indulge in the most perfect beverage ever created in the universe.
Hear, hear. Well, and last year was so much fun. What with the costume contests?
And the table decorating contests?
Oh, yes, the table decorating contest. I believe there was a certain octopus who ran
it. Yes, Octavia.
Octavia. Yes. She made her debut.
Yes.
She took the field by storm, I believe.
Yes, for the group table decorating contest.
For the group table.
We had a lovely Mad Hatter tea party win for the solo table.
Indeed, yes. It was marvelous, and I believe that lady is also entering the table decorating competition again this year. So the competition will be fierce, and the prizes will be equally interesting to...
And don't forget the silent auction.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
There's so many delightful things to be had.
And they're all presented and provided by local artisans who've made them themselves in their very own local workshops.
Oh, yes. Dear Mama took her...
She's been crocheting quite a lot.
Yes. She took one of her items last year, took the highest, I believe.
Yes, so. I believe you're right.
It is quite true. There was a great deal of fearsome competition for the octopus, I believe.
Yes, it was. Very fierce.
Yes, although I have heard rumors of an octopus 2.0.
Octopus 2.0?
Oh, more octopi are always welcome at our tea parties.
Hear, hear.
So that will be on Saturday, as you mentioned, the 13th of December, and it begins at 2 and will finish, in the early evening.
One must never rush tea.
Yes, no,
don't rush tea,
should be leisurely. While people are there, they may find themselves drawn to the Victorian photo booth, where they can have pictures taken by a delightful gentleman with the name Brandon Lee from Adrian Helix Media. And there will be other photos provided by a gentleman of Edward Stramler.
Yes, he'll be photo documenting the Dickens tea.
Indeed, he is a marvelous photographer, and we will be hosting this fantastical tea at the First United Methodist Church near the University of Arizona. It's located at 4th and Park, approximately, and there's parking right there, right behind the
immediately
church.
Adjacent.
Indeed. Oh,
and if memory serves correctly, you still have time to pre-purchase your tickets for a slightly cheaper price than if you were to pay at the door. Is that still correct?
That is correct. One may buy an adult ticket for $20 in advance. up until the day before the tea. The day 12th. Of the tea, one must pay slightly more at the door, $25. Children, however, being the precious souls that they are, 12 and under are always free.
Excellent, excellent. Bravo. Well, I know where we're going to be this weekend.
Definitely, this Saturday we're going to be at the 3rd annual TSS Dickens Tea.
Please, I hope to see you all there.
Oh, do join us.
It'll be so merry.
Alright, when we last left the unlikely fellowship, we had just finished eating Bertram.
And he was tasty!
Waste not, want not.
Oh, Bertram!
Incredibly marbled. I assume as the spears entered in, they also tenderized.
Yeah, and you know, of course we packed leftovers for the road, of course. And but let us remind our listeners about Thunder Tree, which is our next, which is our destination currently. Thunder Tree used to be a prosperous village east of Neverwinter, and until the nearby Mount Hottentot erupted 30 years ago, and my parents fled, you know, taking me with them, but now it was my destiny to return to Thunder Tree and revive the town, but we fear there may be dragons.
Oh, we're supposed to find the druid.
That's true.
Druid.
Yep.
Because he knows where, hopefully,
I still think
my castle is.
I still think we should have gone to that banshee.
Here he goes, wailing about the banshee.
If we went to the banshee, Bertram wouldn't be dead.
We don't know that. We can never know what fate awaited Bertram.
Well, we do know what fate awaited him.
Barbecue.
We're digesting it.
And welcome again to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Okay, so...
Hi.
How you doing?
How you doing? Sit back, relax, and get ready for D&D Journey to the 5th Edition.
Ooh, and rate us on iTunes!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, please rate us on iTunes so other folks can find us and enjoy us as well.
Also, say which favorite character. Hint, it's Salted Elf.
Salted Elf.
Oh, the ladies like the salted elf.
Oh, no. It's Thrain all the way.
No, Thrain's got magic fingers.
I see Thrain personally.
How like dare you? The ladies love my staff.
Yes, but we
it's
like
a glass star.
Sorry, man. All the ladies are team dwarf.
We're getting ready for The Hobbit.
Let's talk about how good The Hobbit is.
Feely, cutie, Thrain.
Thorin.
It's been too long since I have seen my cousins.
His shield's not the only thing I'll pay.
Oh, I fear for their safety.
Are you like a good stiff joke?
And, yep, that is inspiring.
Yes, I believe we do still have a rescue mission to consider, all joking aside.
Thunder Tree awaits! Let's move!
But what knowledge could that book of hell that the banshee has?
Look,
I am this much closer to my destiny.
And besides, it's not like
it'll be the first time I walk in Thunder Tree again since I was but a child.
Careful that you don't burn your own house.
Yeah, it makes me wonder. How come you're so hot about this place when you ain't never been there?
I was there. We had to flee. Death Thunder Tree calls to me. It is part of my destiny.
Yeah,
well,
you remembered all that from the baby, huh?
Well, of course,
those who travel
shared,
with companions with destiny.
You know, picked it up myself.
Your destiny has also led us into the hands of bugbears.
And took us out again! Meaning, I ask, how did we survive the bugbears? My destiny!
Magic, her shield.
It all works together.
It's a certain alchemy of destiny and brute force that seems to get us through these remarkable
I feel,
situations.
Though, if we took...
to die surrounded
with
by
with a dash of brutality.
If we took this this destiny out of the equation, we'd get into a lot less situations and survive them still.
No, we wouldn't.
The GM will now describe what happens when we arrive at Thunder Tree.
So,
beyond Thunder Tree.
Are we there yet?
Beyond Thunder
Tree. So gradually the trail becomes an old overgrown lane winding between dilapidated buildings, choked in vines and brush. Ahead of you, in the middle of the settlement, rises a steep hill, as I point to the map, upon which stands a stone tower with a partially collapsed roof and an adjoining cottage. A dirt road hugs the base of the hill.
Everything looks burnt. Well, I think it's pretty much grown.
It's been
30
years.
And winds its way between old stone houses, many of which are roofless ruins with interiors open to the weather. Other buildings appear more or less intact. The whole place is eerily silent.
Sir Knight, what's your relation to this village? It looks abandoned.
I already explained, my family...
In character.
Repeated ad nauseum.
Your family, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, a wooden sign nailed to a post nearby reads, "Danger! Plant monsters and zombies. Turn back now."
Well, there it is. Okay,
how
so are we going to go to the banshee?
A sign? Seriously?
My goodness, zombies. Are they really a thing, zombies? I thought that was, you know, fairy tales to help little ones go to sleep at night.
We fought mage abominations with one eye. Why do zombies surprise you?
Well, they weren't zombies. They were mage abominations. That's an entirely different thing, isn't it? They don't eat your brains, the mage abominations.
And just to give you a brief idea on the map here, squares are 10 feet instead of the usual 5. And if when you look at the map here, any building you see that's completely crumbled like that is ruins. If they're solid, they still actually are roughly untouched and have a roof and... secure.
So I feel like we should split the party.
No!
All look in
Don't
different
you
areas.
Know. You never split the party.
No, that's dumb.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Let's keep doing it. Yeah.
You're being manipulated by the mage.
That's what he does.
Tell Supreme.
So what are you guys going to do?
It's not like
do?
I have two spells that control people's minds.
Let's go to Galen's house! Well, that's right! There is no house!
Oh!
Little one, you're on borrowed time.
Well, everything's borrowed. Yet to a halfling rogue!
But what does bring us here?
We need to find the druid!
The druid!
I've got honey biscuits for you.
Yes, we're looking in the burnt town for the foresting druid.
Well, it's kind of overgrown.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps he's helping the land to heal itself. Druids do that sort of thing.
Hold it, what was his name again?
Perhaps he even put a sign there to warn people away.
I was wondering who put the sign
perhaps.
There. Perhaps. It's not like when we, you know, my folks put it up when we fled.
His name is Rida.
Let's go where the strange mini is.
Are you shouting this out?
Yes! No! Excuse me, what did I tell you? Okay, first
Nothing.
Of all, there's a sign for plant monsters and zombies.
Okay.
Not to mention the fact that dragon that we must destroy.
Well, the sign didn't say anything about dragon.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's a friendly dragon.
Not all
dragons.
Not all dragons.
Yes.
Is
Can we
it
be
nighttime
Puff
or daytime?
It is daytime.
That's good.
It's
that
about
makes
midday,
because
thankfully you guys did, you know, sleep the night before. You're fully rejuvenated.
Well, yeah, we're full.
Fully rested, belly full of, you know, oxen.
Oh, Bertram.
Well, I'm going to say, just out loud, we mean no harm in Draconic. So if there is a dragon, hopefully, and no, we don't mean any harm.
Okay, so you're like shouting this out at the top of your lungs?
Just saying it. Just.
Okay. Let's,
well,
okay.
Think stealth
let's
would
put our
be
somewhere
optimal.
We're heading that way.
You guys are right here.
You've so. Seen us stealth, right?
Well, I've seen us attempt stealth.
I think we've earned our moniker and our descriptors very, very well. I mean, we are foolishly daring.
Mm-hmm. So where would you guys like to head?
The place
well,
with the
Galen's
strange mini.
It's Galen's home. Why doesn't she pick?
I'd say we go to the first building that does not seem destroyed.
These are all destroyed.
Those are destroyed, but that one looks
intact. That seems slightly intact, and this one seems slightly
intact. Let's go to number three.
Three's closest.
Want me to run ahead and investigate?
No! Fun.
Yes. Yes.
I think
there's nothing wrong with reconnoitering.
I think, in fact, before she asked, she's already done it.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's gone.
Okay. So you're dashing ahead of everybody.
Uh-huh. And I'm gonna...
When you get to this building, you see that once upon a time, this was obviously a drinking house, because the sign that was on the ground covered in dust refers to this as the Brown Horse. This old rotten wood sign.
Or it could be a racist stable.
It's not the Prancing Pony.
Okay, so the sign shows the faded image of a workhorse holding a flagon of ale. The building is sagging and dilapidated, but it is more intact than the ruins across the room.
Okay, do I hear anything? I'm going to do perception.
Go for it.
Okay.
Oh my god, not the plant zombies.
A 19!
You hear nothing.
Do I see anything?
The slight breeze. Are you going to go up to the windows?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're jumping up to look in the windows. They have little wooden slats, but you see
you
nothing
can't
but
reach them.
Darkness and dust inside the room.
Nothing moving?
Nothing moving. It's as quiet
no
as a grave inside.
I'm
going to
try the door.
Okay.
I'm going to seek real quiet, like, see if the door is...
Okay, the door doesn't seem to be locked, but it does seem to be... wet, swollen from moisture and years. You're going to have to do a strength check to pull the door open because it's just jammed in the frame.
Okay. And an 8.
You...
Is there a window she can pop in? I think that's
well, the windows are shuttered windows, so basically they
can
open.
Imagine to reach the
okay.
door.
But if someone wants to help her open
I'm
going to
head over there.
Okay.
We should all head over.
Yeah. Are you all heading over?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I think they know we're okay. here now, and as I say that, I'm going to boot the door open.
Okay, give me a quick strength check.
There's nothing quite like
I really want
to do it correctly.
I really want you to roll a 1. That's all I'm saying. I'm hoping.
You're inspired to kick this door in?
Well, I said something cool.
Because
now
it's an ale house, and you're a dwarf.
Tens plus you, 2, 12.
You got it. You basically bust the door open as the door slams back and shrieks forward. You notice that there's just dust and ash inside there. And it looks like a few bodies in the room.
Bodies?
How are the bodies?
Are they?
Bodies.
Skeletons or...
Ooh, I have no idea that they're even bodies.
You definitely believe you would need to get closer to
them. Those are definitely things.
Okay, we'll get closer and check them out.
Okay, so you go into the room?
Yeah.
Poke it with a stick!
How long does mage armor last again?
Well, I mean, there was that word about zombies. Poke with a stick!
Like
bodies. Okay.
Well, was it
so
plants
is anyone
and
going
zombies?
In with the door?
Plant monsters in
the I
room.
Would
I'm
go
just
going to
shoot an arrow into one of them.
As a shield friend
the bodies after all.
Okay.
I'm going to check, go head towards one of the bodies. I know they mentioned zombies, so I'm not an idiot.
Okay.
I'll poke it first.
Okay, as soon as you
we're
poke
clean
it.
In house.
As soon as you poke it, you notice ash fall off the form as it starts to
ash
slowly.
Zombies.
Lumber up and just.
So I was.
Initiative.
Well, wait.
And everyone.
Ash zombies.
Before I tried to tell you before we went in, I cast mage armor with my staff.
Okay. Don't forget to mark off one of the charges of your staff.
I must have the magic box.
Oh, yes.
9.
You may have the magic box. Let me make you space.
Thank you.
9.
Where are you going here?
15.
The magic box.
Once
again, it's
13.
Wow, you actually got a double digit there.
I know.
It's your dexterity bonus.
Oh, it says right there. I'm stupid. 5. I was too busy using my awesome staff to capture mage armor.
He's playing with his staff again, people.
That's
He's
just
polishing
not
good.
It.
You know you like it.
It's very shiny.
Okay, Galen, what did you get?
15.
19.
And 3?
9. Which is too bad. Get rid of
them. You can feel better that you're
okay.
not the last
one. You can turn evil, no doubt.
So, Nimblenick, you notice as he's poking the bodies, the three bodies are starting to get up.
Shoot
an
arrow!
Falling off the desiccated
Bunk.
Forms. So, you're shooting an arrow at the one right next to him that he's poking?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
Okay, go ahead and roll a strike.
The arrow goes.
And we didn't botch.
That's
didn't
good.
Botch.
Arrow goes hissing past.
Arrow goes hissing past the zombie. And strikes the dartboard that was on the wall across the room. Dust piddling off of it in a small cloud.
We friend, there'll
well,
be time. We friend, there'll be time for games later.
Let's roll. No, I did not.
It barely hit the target.
It would have been awesome if it
hit. It hit the rim.
Just toss roll it.
All right, Galen, what are you going to do?
Do I have line of sight?
On the ones, if you're in the doorway, yes.
Okay, then I am going to shoot an arrow.
You're going to shoot an arrow at the one adjacent to Thrain?
Yes.
Botch.
Okay.
That's your father you're talking about.
Harsh.
That's terrible.
Remember,
like we like
if anyone needs
us.
To sacrifice a virgin to the dragon, throw the mage out there.
No, he's been doing a lot of praying. He ain't no virgin.
Yeah, you forgot. I prayed the prey out of that.
14.
Well, 14 will hit.
You can think of it as a form of worship.
There was definitely the word missionary involved.
You're too young to know that.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage.
14.
You're 14.
Yeah, 14.
Don't pretend you don't have 14.
I'm 14.
Because he just had a birthday.
Okay,
folks.
Your arrow
happy
flies
birthday.
Out.
Happy birthday.
Your arrow flies out, hits the zombie. Just as it does, there's a huge puff of ash that starts to surround your dwarven friend.
Whoa, no! Can I cast mage armor on others?
Yeah.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
Poison and poison-like things, dwarven resilience.
Nope, it's not a poison.
Zombie dwarf?
Oh, no.
That would be bad.
12.
12, you have made your save, so we do not know what the ash puff does.
Okay.
Yay!
My turn.
As there's a small cloud of, like, volcanic ash in the air.
My turn.
Okay.
No!
No.
They're rising in the ashes? They're phoenixes?
Lady Corlin's turn.
I shall stride forward to the aid of my dear companion.
Whatever his name is.
The dusty dwarf.
Delightful dwarf. Thrain, and I shall smite this senseless creature.
Smite, dares to attack
my friend. And I shall smite
it. Wow.
Yeah, you definitely hit it.
You smite the smite on that.
That's some nice smite
there. They're smiting. I believe that's a 21.
That will definitely
hit.
That's
a definite smiting.
He was definitely smote.
Smitings
and biting.
All right, so it's...
Munchies and munches?
Yeah.
D8. Not to quote the Black Cauldron movie,
but
the books
not a lot of damage.
The Disney movie was an atrocity.
Two, three,
the Black Cauldron.
Six.
The book,
six?
It's the Prydain Chronicles. It's a
okay,
book
the zombie is still on
legends.
Its feet, but it's got a huge
fabulous
cash going
young
through
adult
it.
Series.
There are three total?
Cool. What's that?
Three zombies total?
Three that you can see, yeah.
Okay.
Smitings and
biting. That in. Next is going to be the zombie.
Jambish.
Jambish. Okay, so these two will
you know,
get
we
up.
Did see a sign. We should we knew they were there.
I said we should have left. No
so?
One listens.
No, we're here for destiny.
No, we have to clean up
just
this
to
town.
Just to ask you guys,
exactly.
Are you good with this placement, or do you want to switch it?
That's fine.
No, the mage should be in the front.
How can Thunder
say
Tree
no
be
one.
Prosperous
is a
again
wall
if we
right
have
there.
Ash?
Oh, yeah, then perhaps
it
can't.
You on the outside?
Yeah.
I'll go there because, you know, Thrain's slightly shorter.
Yes,
so they
can shoot over me.
Shoot over his head.
Okay.
You have to try and remember
so
that
the three zombies
nothing
are going to get very close and personal with you.
Okay.
As you hear a slamming against the door.
Shambles.
Don't let that one in.
Okay, and the zombies, two are going
first?
To be attacking you.
All right.
And one will be attacking you.
Go for it.
The one that's all beat up. Okay, so the first zombie is going
Remember,
to slam Lady Coraline.
If you kill
or
it, it
attempt
does
to slam
damage
her.
To it.
Will an 11 hit you?
No.
Probably.
Definitely your shield comes up in time to hear the beating of the disgusted ash-covered beast. The second one will swing at you. Even more impotently and miss horribly. As dust is starting to pilfer in the air.
Take that, vile fiend!
And then the one that's going after Thrain.
That fiend's so vile.
We're rolling 18. Will that hit?
Yes.
Aww.
Okay. You take four points of damage as its fist bashes into your chest beefily.
Oh, no.
How can it be beefily? It's a zombie. It shouldn't have much beef left.
It's preserved by the volcanic ash.
Perhaps it's juicily.
It's rented.
The rage keeps it going. Okay, my turn.
It's a bit dry.
It is your turn.
It's ashy beef.
In my left hand, behind the shield, of course, is the symbol of the wheel. So I'll pull the shield back, and I'll say, your time on the path is long since done. Be gone from here. Yay. Turn undead. Wisdom save.
Woohoo! Okay. Inspiration for that,
that
man.
Was devout, too.
That deserves inspiration.
Inspiringly devout.
I'm always tired of this zombie shit.
What's the save number?
DC 13.
The one wisdom, which they should have zilch. Oh, negative two.
Zombies aren't known to be wise.
Okay, 13?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Basically, so what happens when they fail their save?
They can only move away from me. That's it. They can't take any other actions.
Yeah,
they can't even make reflex saves.
I will like to point out...
You can still shoot them, but they're still...
It's a small room.
That's fine, but they can't get...
The
wall. They cannot fight
us.
They cannot...
They'll away.
Okay.
Attacking them doesn't change it.
It's like shooting zombies in a barrel?
You can
the
totally
light of the
now.
Wanderer is going to cringe them away.
Awesome. Okay.
I assume there's some dusky light that comes from the...
Beams of light reflect off your shield, holy symbol,
lighting
the room.
I do love that ten undead business.
And our dear salted elf, what shall you do?
Finish
first,
him off, my
first.
Friend.
Okay, so I know that zombies have been a thing, but can I make a guess on this ash thing?
Sure.
Please.
Go
for it.
Arcane.
Yeah, you can go with an arcane.
That's going to be a 7. No.
Okay. You're going...
That's
zombies.
Ash.
There's something there. I
think maybe they were smokers.
So, because I know my Eldritch spells don't do them. I'm going to do Ray. Spell from. What's it called? I forgot. Ray Frost.
Ray Frost.
Freeze Ray.
Okay.
That one.
Freeze. Which one are you going to hit with the Freeze Ray?
The one that's already
the one
been damaged.
The one that's damaged.
Okay.
Focus Fire.
Okay. That's also a 7.
A 7?
Light bulb.
A 7 misses.
I expected.
Your ice, your frost ray goes
it's
flying
the dust.
Into the room.
Get in your eye.
And hits Tilda's arrow and
wait,
freezes
wait,
it on the
no,
wall.
No, let's see where I hit. On the...
Yeah. Like...
5. Not much better than you.
Okay, so back to the top of the order. Tilda?
Okay, can I see this guy?
No, he's in the room. See both of the... You can't see this guy.
Okay.
This guy's in
okay,
the adjacent
whichever
room.
One I can see, I'm going to just take a shot
there's
at.
There's the one that's been wounded
aren't they
and the one that's not been wounded.
The one that's been wounded.
On their turn, they're going to cringe away. They,
and
they
hold
can't.
It. That means I have advantage because they're behind...
They're adjacent
they're
to
adjacent
an ally.
And...
So why don't you grab them 2 dice?
Yeah.
There you go.
So, is a 13 good enough to hit?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
Well, they can't make reflex saves or anything. Mm-hmm. They're just
okay. 13. So that means, Kira, can I borrow one of your 6-sided dice, please?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Let's see how long it lasts. Lasts a while.
Oh damn. Well, that sucked.
Every point helps.
Okay. So.
Were you attacking the damaged one?
Yes. So that would be 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage?
Yes.
Seven,
big chunky arrow sticking out of its throat now, but it's still lumbering and on its
God.
Feet. Hey, the volcanic ash is good. Yeah, you know, preserved.
Take a licking and keep on ticking.
Alrighty, so
you should get some.
Galen,
Well, you know, I'm gonna have to shoot that guy again.
Oh wow, they're turned for 1 minute, so
okay,
way past the combat.
They're definitely gonna be busy for a while.
Woohoo!
It's going to be like somebody on
I'm pretty sure a 26 is going to hit.
26 will definitely hit.
So,
and you're going for the same wounded one, right? Or
yeah, I was
going to
just take off that
okay.
other one. But that was such a good roll, maybe I should go
just
for
go
one
for
of
the
other
one.
One. I'm going to go for another one,
okay.
if you'll allow it.
I will allow it.
Because that was pretty awesome.
For number 2.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. Okay, when your arrow shoots out and hits the one that's over here... All of a sudden, it goes through and it rips into its chest, just tearing chunks out. But a huge poof of volcanic ash
stop doing
spreads
that.
Out.
We're just going to focus on rain.
Constitution save, my friends.
Oh, no. Oh, fresh.
She didn't botch, but...
Zombie.
7. A
7.
Oh, 21.
Well, maybe it's because dwarves live underground and deal in volcanic areas, but unfortunately, Lady Coraline and her fineries is not accustomed to breathing in volcanic ash. And when this ash blows into the air, it's giving her a powerful tickle.
She's allergic to igneous rock.
And you have now fallen like under the effects of the water. Ash puff, as it might be called.
Oh dear, not the See? Ash puff.
You
not the ash puff. A puff will kill
you. You unfortunately have gained disadvantage on attack rolls, saving throws, and ability checks for 1 minute. But at the end of each of your turns, you can make a saving throw.
Oh, excellent.
To try to cough it out.
We're going to let them retreat to the far wall and attack from range from now on.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Good idea.
Hopefully we can hit.
All right. Lady Corlin, it is your turn.
Well, I'm going to do this.
Okay, so it's you a straight roll.
Do you want to hold action until they move and then do a
Well,
range?
I have one right
Oh, you're
right.
You're already sick.
It's already been hit.
You're already
there's
sick.
There's one that's hanging on
Go
by
for
a thread.
Go
and
for
I'm
it.
Just going to smite...
upside its head.
Smite it with my long sword. By the name of Talon. It's delightful.
It's magical.
I believe that the... Why did I roll 2?
I don't know. But
you used inspiration.
Well, no, because inspiration negates the disadvantage. It's okay. It's okay.
I like when your arms... You missed all that on the radio. Her little arms.
Her arms flailing.
It's pretty funny.
Head on the table. Face turning red.
She doesn't look too pleased.
No, I'm just... should I re-roll?
Sure.
Yes, just roll one
Just
now.
Pick one. All right.
The other was
It was such a good roll, too.
Oh, no, you made the brown die.
She made a loud sound.
Why did you roll the brown
She's
die?
She's flailing her arms again.
She coughs she as she you swing now. Your magical sword. You literally feel, because of the cough, your fingertips loosen at the worst moment as the sword goes flying across the room.
And it lands right where my arrow is.
Roll
She's
to
stabbing into the dark.
Yeah, roll to see where...
I got a bullseye.
Stabbing bullseye in the dartboard.
Now, shoot your arrow and split it in half.
Would you like to move or make your saving throw?
Oh, I'll try
make
that.
Saving throw.
And you coughed the last of the ash out.
Yeah.
She's still got Matilda as a backup.
That's
yes,
true.
That is true.
That's true.
Matilda is always there in her moment of need.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as that happens... You notice all of the zombies cowering from the Wanderer's light, all go shirking back.
We so appreciate that.
They're practically cowering by the bar, keeping away from the light that burns their ash and skin.
Just like real barflies would do.
Shut the door!
My sacred flame's
on.
Okay, my turn, right?
The dink,
yep.
My sacred flame's got to automatically hit because they can't make... Reflex saves, can they? No.
Nope.
Okay, so 1d8 radiant damage to the first one.
Okay. You want to roll the damage?
Yeah.
Roll it. Roll high.
Interesting. These guys are not immune to radiant. Do not have vulnerability to radiant damage.
That seems odd.
Two? That's terrible. But two plus...
They're going to be strong against fire.
Yeah, two plus damage, so two.
Okay.
I might just have to axe them and deal with it.
Which one are you doing it to? The one that's got the arrows sticking
yes.
out of it? When you do that, it explodes into ash and desiccated body parts.
So burst of flame.
That's the best type of body parts.
Yep.
Oh, indeed.
Clear yourself from the road.
As the banging from the door is stopped as well. All right. So we have the salted elf.
I'm going to try to weigh it faster.
You're going to try to ray frost the cowering
as he
zombie?
Says it's ever so meekly.
Because I don't want to spend any of my cool spells.
Oh, my God. I totally agree. I totally agree.
So that's going to
that
be that's gonna be a 22.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to hit. Yeah.
Yeah. 22. That's going to be 6.
Okay.
Now, based on what we've read, people should, if they're describing cool combat maneuvers, get an advantage.
Okay.
It's strategically awesome, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you say you're
Stunt
doing...
Dice.
Yeah, basically, you get advantage by doing that.
Yeah, well, Jim and I were talking about this, so we'll have to try it, but you have to describe something that makes strategic sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Let me redo.
No.
You already got a great roll.
But we are at the top of the order. Nimble Nick, what are you going to do?
You told me that before.
Let's see here. So we've got two left.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has taken 6 points
that
of damage.
There's another room.
Just because it's cool, Lady Coraline, technically she doesn't impede me at all because of my stature. Okay?
Or lack thereof.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to move forward, kind of like slide under her legs.
Cool.
And shoot like that.
I will give you
stunt dice. Stunt dice. Okay, so it's like, ha!
Right.
Okay, do the ha-ha. That was cute. She even had her arms out like in a bow. Yeah, on my knees.
She's doing it again.
There'll be an arrow flying between your legs.
And I got a... What's my plus?
You hit.
Which one are you shooting?
Yeah, you definitely hit. I got 21.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, which one?
I do love it when the arrows come between my legs.
I need another
die.
I need another six-sided.
As opposed to into
There's
your
bound arm. To be yes. some bad jokes about, you know, shafts of wood or something.
Ooh! Oh! Oh! Okay, so 10, 16, 19 points of damage.
It goes down.
Well.
Your arrow literally cracks. Its desiccated head opens, and it just falls to the ground.
Is that the injured one
ash,
or the uninjured
the,
one?
The injured one. Okay. Ash oozing out where a brain would have been. Powdered ash.
Oh, dear. Ash
like,
zombies.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Galen, what are you going to do?
I'm going to shoot me an arrow.
You're going to shoot Nimble Nick's arrow?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he's dead. Don't waste my arrow.
I'm going to shoot.
I meant the arrow in the wall.
I know what you meant, because
you could be Robin Hood.
No, no, I'm about to, you know, go all puffy on the neck. The lawn hasn't been puffed yet. sorry, I'm not doing any stunt dice. Lives in Doubletree.
Maybe you should have. That didn't look too good.
Thunder tree.
Yeah, but
so
it gets
boring
if
you're doing
all that.
That
was a butch!
She reaches back.
Let her roll again just to see how bad of a botch.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think we can roll. We're not constantly hitting Kabanga.
Oh, no, I was going to hit her in the back.
That's not what botch means.
Yes, that is.
No. All right, so I have to roll again.
Well, let's see.
Yeah,
you can just drop your weapon.
Oh, she's
no,
fine.
I'm fine.
Okay. So arrow goes flying off between your legs, but lands dead center, almost hitting her.
Yes! Oh. My bad!
That arrow was not destined to hit anyone.
I'm so glad.
Hey, as long as it's still intact, I'm okay with that. Because, you know, I go retrieve.
Apparently, that arrow did not have a destiny.
You know.
Lady Coraline, it is your turn.
Talon is where in the wall?
Dartboard!
Over here, if you'd like to retrieve Talon.
I shall stride with force to the wall and pull forth Talon
as though it were Excalibur?
Whoever indeed!
Shall claim the sword from the Dartboard, queen of the ball.
I claim this ball, my family's
and
territory!
And get this dwarf's hand in marriage!
Marriage
is what brings us together.
I'm the luckiest dwarf in the world.
I imagine you're in a white flowing. You're in a, just so you know, viewers at home, he's in a white flowing dress.
If someone's in bed off the scimitar,
his long blonde hair is flowing in the wind.
His dwarven beard is so delightfully plaited. It's flowing in the wind.
Okay.
And love, too, love.
Away from Lady Corrin's dream sequence.
Continues. Cringing.
Do I have any more activity at this point?
You can still move.
Oh, I will move forward to the zombie and I shall stand over it with
menacingly.
My sword raised.
Sure?
You do know that zombie has been unpuffed yet.
Yes.
All right, I don't get
just stay there and range to talk.
I'll strike a very valiant pose.
Because unless you want to be coughing again.
Oh, I hate coughing. I'm valiantly coughing.
We know that
this
you...
Says,
Thrain?
She's voguing over there.
You do
radiant damage. 8 points of radiant
Woo.
Damage.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Your radiant damage pours down.
Is that the one that's taken six?
No, that's the one that's taken
it's
nothing.
It's a nun.
And as soon as the radiant damage hits it, all of a sudden you notice in the... damage. The ash just explodes off its skin, awesome. Puffing in a cloud around it.
A mushroom cloud.
Someone wants to knock open a window with an arrow.
That would be delightful.
Okay, and Salt.
Guess what I'm going to do?
Are you going to unleash hell?
No, I'm going to Ray of Frost.
Well, that's like the H-E-L.
Okay, well, my plan is I'm going to shoot it kind of like on the floor near his legs, so if he does survive this, he'll slip.
Huh? Okay. I'll give you advantage on that.
So, wait, you're freezing the floor.
He's doing a sub-zero.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. And thanks. Yeah, 16, so.
Okay, yeah, you hit. What's the damage?
The damage is 5.
Okay.
I'm pretty proud of that. It's a big
as well five. You should be.
A pool of deathly frost. Right.
All right, Tilda.
There you go. She's up too.
And there's one still alive?
Yep, it's got chunks of ice and raining damage burning.
There's one in the other room, too.
It's still cowering from
it's on fire! It's been ice!
I heard it on the door. Thump, thump, thump.
Little one, I'm not sure you could say they're alive.
No, they're not alive, and I'm going to make them dead.
Well, but how do you define them alive?
And I'm going to miss!
What's your total?
Since it's plus 5, 9.
9 hits?
9 hits!
Okay.
But how do you define
really crappy
a lot?
Crappy ACs.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's even crappier now after what poor Thrain did.
Ooh, that would be 15 points of damage.
Okay, that finishes it off. Basically, you shoot your arrow, its head cracks open with your arrow, and more ash is just pouring out.
Okay, can you say it's like as it falls down, its legs shatter?
So let's first open the last door and take
let's right by the door.
Okay.
Kick it open.
Corlin.
I am going to, in my valiant way that I've been standing, kick the door open in the name of Vandalin and the honor of this town and my delightful companion Galen. We are here to destroy you, vile fiend.
It understands and no one.
When
none
you finish
of those
saying
words.
That, you see, and with the hint of light coming in the window, there's an undead creature cowering in the corner, literally shielding its face.
Oh, it doesn't like the sunlight?
It doesn't like the turn.
As long as it can hear me or see me.
It knows. Oh. It senses the radiant, like a cross to a vampire.
I see.
It senses the burning divine radiance.
Finish it off.
What a world.
Oh,
it's inherently bad.
Okay. Do you want to just say that you spend the next few moments hacking it to bits?
But it's going to puff.
You know, I'm going to go and,
she holds her breath this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hack it apart. Okay. Take off its head.
You puff.
Very valiantly.
Lady Coraline, after a few moments, comes back in the doorway. Volcanic ash just bouncing off.
You know,
just
the whole
steps.
Brushing off dance move.
Precisely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
So you are now inside the long, dead, and desiccated bar. Unfortunately, anything that would have been of value in here is long rotted away.
Coins don't
What about
rot?
The liquor behind the cabin?
Stop taking my
Is there any liquor left? Liquor survived.
You actually find a small keg, but when you shake it, you can tell whatever was in it is now gone.
I feel like getting intoxicated anywhere near.
Intoxicated?
You know what?
Elves do not handle liquor well.
Insulted.
I've been only being near liquor, and already I can't spell.
That's what happens. It's even worse if you drink tea in copious amounts.
Are you going to be clawing through the ash on the floor?
Yeah, like there's no tin. Come on.
Okay, so you're going to be pawing through the ash on the floor?
Yeah.
This is really sad.
Okay, give me a quick constitution save.
I took my scarf
it's
around my neck.
Ash okay. Zombies.
If you put a scarf around your neck, I'll give you advantage on your shave.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not coughing your guts up.
Yep.
You do find...
You also happen to have cancer, and that's gone now.
I will give you that you found 5 copper pieces in the ash.
Copper!
As everyone in the group's watching you on your hands and knees digging around the 2 inches of ash.
I'm
going
to turn to Salt and just whisper quietly. I would have given it.
Yes, we would have given her.
She knows that cleaning her clothes is going to cost more than 5 copper.
Why would I need to clean them? It's dark. It's it right in.
It hides out. The ash zombie guts all over her.
Right, they might smell.
I can blend into one of them. I can blend into the shadows.
With puffs of white ash all over your hands and feet.
But strangely, none where her scarf was.
The most important area.
So where will you like to travel next?
Number 4.
You're wanting to head down to number 4?
Yeah.
So are you guys taking the road, or are you cutting through yards?
Road.
I take the road, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably swifter than walking through the
underbrush.
Okay. So you guys...
But let's have a listen this time.
And if we go through the brush...
They didn't make any sound the last time.
If they're there, if we go through, there might be bushes.
You don't want to be taking the zombie.
Really?
Okay. No, we have
this
a pet
really
zombie.
Funny. You took down zombie.
God bless you. Lady Corlin has gotten the last of the dust out of her, perhaps.
Finally, yes. It's pernicious, that dust.
Wait, guys. I left my mace back at the bar.
It's so funny watching these guys move the miniatures.
just as a group.
It's very Monty Python-esque, you know?
Wait, with the
it's more like the...
We need some coconuts, you know, like...
Curious,
lovely bunch of coconuts.
It's lovely bunch of coconuts.
This is so D&D after dark. What happened?
I'm afraid you're always after dark.
Machine that goes ping.
It used to be full of joy and jolly.
And then it got dark.
And wild adventure.
Brave, brave,
and then things got dark.
brave,
I'm blaming the dragon.
All right, so you guys come into this area.
Make the noise.
So
you know, that doesn't really sound like the pitter-patter of little feet.
It's all of the armor, because we can't actually stealth.
And because they're moving them in a clump. It's just hilarious.
You guys are all doing the huddle thing and then moving as a group. Team building exercise.
I don't know, it's like Scooby-Doo, like on tippy toes.
No, we do the thing where our hands, like we're holding each other's hands and we have to untie ourselves.
So as you, let me go back a little. Okay, so the small house appears to be in better condition than the ruined and dilapidated structures nearby. The doors are reinforced with heavy iron bands, and thick shutters protect the windows.
I'm gonna peek through the keyhole.
Oh,
peek through the keyhole.
Since I've had since I've had time while we were walking to think, can I re-roll the arcane?
No, I didn't know that much.
14.
You can tell someone has either is or has very recently been living in there. There's you notice provisions have been spread out.
But knocking is a good option, I believe, rather than just knocking down the door.
So someone's going to knock?
Right off. Knock.
Hello,
did you?
Hello.
Boy Scouts, would you like to buy some popcorn?
No, I brought honey biscuits from my aunt.
Oh,
house cleaning.
All of a sudden,
Avon.
You hear it sounds like like a chair maybe bridged against the door to keep it locked.
My aunt Alder needs
and
biscuits.
Cautiously, the door creaks open and you see a white, gaunt, bearded human who looks at you with weathered eyes.
Are you the druid?
I am Rydoth the Druid, yes.
Oh, hi!
Found him.
I'm Tilda Rumalik. Colleen Alderleaf is my aunt. I have a package for you.
Quickly, come in before the indigenous folk meet you.
We met some of your neighbors.
Yeah. And he looks at...
This town needs a cleansing, and we're more than willing to do it.
Before... Before we offer our services, we heard that you know of the
Cragmire Castle.
Words.
He's having trouble with those words today.
It's just that he hasn't had enough imbibification.
Well, see, he turned 14, and next thing you know, it's all downhill from there.
Quickly, come in. We can discuss behind the door.
Yes, sir. Sir Druid, we do move as a strange unit.
Do
don't mock how we move.
It's called the cluster movement.
Don't mock like we sound like we're a bunch of insects.
They're like the Greeks, but with fewer shields.
Well, some of us do have carapaces on.
That's true. Okay, he looks at you and says, rest. And goes back to, he scribbles something in a book, giving you guys these, like, glances across the room.
I'm still staring at him. I'm on a mission from my god.
Tilda gets out the package that her aunt gave him and hands it over to him.
He kind of looks at it, you see, smile on his withered cheeks, and goes, thanks.
You're most welcome.
And he goes over there, and he almost does, like, the prison style, holds the bag. While looking at you guys.
Stuffing his cheeks like some sort of rodent.
So where's Cragmaw Castle?
We might want to say hello, how are you?
After all, he's not used to this.
Frankly, this is a town of zombies. I feel like I don't want to know the answer of how are you feeling.
Well, you know, it's just polite.
Well, ever
really.
Since my heart stopped beating, I felt fine.
Lotion for your ashiness?
Perhaps ask him if he'd like to sit down to tea and discuss.
Tea!
We could discuss the local sites
over
tea.
Or, better idea, we could ask him where Cragmaw Castle is and leave before it gets dark.
Well, and we need to learn more about this town so we can, clean it up.
Well, we're going to clean it up.
I do not...
Well, I support cleaning it up. We have friends dying at
Cragmaw Castle. All I'm saying is...
This is true.
That's a good...
Though I,
that's a keep. Good argument.
Though
that's
I would, I would love
argument.
To enrich this community... I feel like the dwarf being tortured and possibly killed in the castle.
Now he cares about the dwarf.
That's very novel, isn't
that
it?
That was not his, complaint when we were deciding whether to go to
and
Leonard Tree or the banshee.
This conversation's going on, and you
mentioned
tea. The druid goes over and he starts his little teapot.
I don't have to light.
And
he's putting the tea on.
And he kind of under his breath goes, Cragmaw Castle. Southeast of here.
How far?
Let me get the map.
Why, it's not going to do you much good.
I know.
About 30 miles as the crow flies.
Because it's actually not...
You're a druid. Can you turn into a crow?
Of course.
Show me. I want to see.
Before you show your tricks, I would like to know, are there any entrances?
Well, there's gotta be an entrance, otherwise nobody would be able to get in.
Yes, but I would prefer if there was an entrance not filled with goblins.
Where did you say
knots.
The Cragmaw Castle was?
He said 30 miles.
You pull out your map.
I pull out my map.
Okay. He comes over to you and still filling his cheeks with the biscuits.
Can you turn into a mastiff?
That's creepy.
He just takes his.
He
dirty old finger
then.
And points right there.
So okay. It's closer to the Van
Dalen. Let's go.
Right there.
The forest.
Yay. Nothing ever matters.
We were so close when we were on the Tribor trail.
You know where we'd be closer if, the Banshee.
You know, your love affair with this banshee is concerning to me. There's no future in it. Banshees are very demanding.
Yeah, and she's a one-hit wonder. She was only going to answer one question.
It's not like she can actually give you the book.
No.
The dwarf, ask the druid.
And after he points to the map, he goes over and he goes to this little cupboard and he starts blowing dust and cobwebs off some cups that he's collected from his little... adventures in here in town.
Oh.
Now, shouldn't
of course you notice he's not really blowing a lot of dust off. Just going,
yeah, no, I'd rather. No.
Shouldn't we leave before it gets dark?
No tea for me. I have my water skin.
Well, it's not like we're going to be able to get back to Van Dalen in one day.
You know that tea is filled with shame. That's what it is.
But
right there.
But the road isn't filled with zombies.
No, ogres and orcs.
We handled the orcs last time pretty well.
Well, we are orcs.
He's making
killers.
Tea. It would be polite to have it and then move on. He's done us a favor.
And as he reaches for the teapot and just with his back to you guys, you just can go, but could you handle a dragon?
A dragon?
Dragon?
No.
Dragon?
No.
What kind of dragon?
No.
I'm going to go
is
over.
Is the dragon here?
and assist him with the tea by cleaning out the cups.
I understand.
And then handing them to him. And here's a cup that's quite ready for tea.
I understand that you're desperate.
He'll pour you some willow bark tea.
I understand that you're
desperate. Pass that one to Thrain and then clean another cup.
So the dragon knows we're here.
I understand that your destiny makes you want to leap bravely into the jaw of this dragon, but we can do that, I don't know, when we've saved the person being tortured and continued on our merry way.
Agreed. To the Banshee, I assume. You're going to
To Cragmaw Castle.
Oh, and then you're going to want to go see the Banshee.
No, if we go to Cragmaw Castle, I will be fine to returning here. And then
just ask the druid about your book, too, while you have him.
Yes, because the druid knows about all books in this area.
He seems a very knowledgeable fellow.
Yeah.
He's elderly.
Well, first of all, the dragon, is it here?
You're very hostile for such a thin person.
Because he doesn't eat.
He just kind of silently nods while he's making the tea.
See? Dragon.
Up on the hill.
Is he friendly, this dragon?
What color is he?
Green. The worst kind of.
See, the worst kind.
The type that poison and kill the land.
The type that poisons and kills the land.
I hear this echo in my head.
I know, it's like...
Has it been poisoning this land?
Just recently moved in.
Oh, just recently.
So
it was the option of the hut now that caused the evacuation and they moved in after.
So
he's been here a while, but he just recently moved into the tower up on the hill.
So it's not the cause for your revenge. Now we can go and then
he's
come
literally
back.
I'm surprised you didn't see him flying around town.
Oh, well, we were being sneaky, as is our way.
Not. We were killing zombies.
As he looks at your ash-stained clothes, obviously.
Though I'd be very interested in seeing Green Dragon, I've only read about them, I would prefer to return to it after we've, gone and rescued our employer that's paying us.
I agree with the elf. We should go rescue Gundren.
Well, we have to go rescue...
We have to rescue Gundren, yes. If the dragon attacks us on the way out of town, though...
then we...
I'm just saying...
I will let you bravely jump into his mouth.
The druid kind of goes over and opens the door, looks up, closes the door. It's probably sleeping this time of day.
Great.
What time does it wake up?
We should leave before then.
And he basically goes outside and opens the door. Usually does a flyby in about 3 or 4 hours.
Then let's leave before then.
Time for tea.
Drink some tea and then...
It's always time for tea.
It's a very good English custom. Whether be cold or hot, maybe you need to pick up a teacup will always
hit the spot. You're ruining Professor Elemental!
No, there's no ruining.
Could you
tweet
out for some tea, leave, and then prepare it on the road?
Perhaps he has a to-go mug.
Yes.
it doesn't take any time to drink some tea. It's like your ale. You just drink it down in one gulp.
I like my thing.
So, druid, it seems...
Ale or tea?
If you're going to leave, then I suggest you leave before you get yourselves killed out here.
Exactly.
I am not afraid.
That is not a good
sign. She's not terribly bright, but she's not afraid.
Sir,
I can't deny that.
Sir Druid, is there any other wisdom you feel that might be useful to us as we make our way to save our companion at the castle?
Have you been by the castle? Are there lots of goblins? Are there bugbears? Ooh, have you met the spider?
What do you know of the spider?
Is he the king of bugbears?
I think the bugbears should probably have their own king.
The only spiders I know, and he basically is gesturing into town, is the spiders living over in the house over there. And of course, you're in the house.
Great! So. Spiders!
Arachnophobia much?
As for Cragmaw Castle, there's quite a few goblins floating around out there.
Anything else?
It's no fact you're never more than 10 feet from a spider, no matter where you are.
Right now? Are you saying right this second?
Uh-huh. There's probably everybody look up. No. It's like they're in the walls.
I forgot my anti-anxiety medication.
Oh, no, they'd be nesting under the table in the shadows.
Oh! No!
Stop doing that. Spiders
are our friends.
There's only one way we can clear it. Crowd of daggers right here.
No, no spiders will
survive.
Burn
them out. No. Okay.
Burning hands.
What
else can you show us about Cragmaw Castle?
All that I know is that it's full of goblins.
Anything else?
Is there a secret way in?
Do you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything about the spider.
Secret way in?
Nope.
This elf is looking for a magic book. You know anything about that was held at the castle?
It's not held at the castle.
Oh.
What's the name of the book?
Yeah, does the book have a title? How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Yeah.
You don't need that.
I don't need that, no. Whatever the book's called.
And the druid just kind of walks over to you and hands you a wooden teacup. And
that Lady Corlin cleaned, of course. Mm-hmm.
and he points the wooden cup. Don't do magic.
Don't do magic. Well,
and
he points to
the wooden cup that you've got there. He's a druid, not a wizard. Big difference.
You see, druids aren't...
I'm just saying, if he knew about it, that's all I'm
you
asking.
You see, druids aren't bright enough to harness the true arcane powers.
I hope
so
you're not saying this out loud.
Yes, he is.
No, I'm just...
So you're saying...
No, I am not.
Well, if you're saying
Gauntlet been thrown...
Because our host is a delightful gentleman. Did you see his beard? That's marvelous.
And he has tea.
It's excellent tea. I've finished mine. It was very good. Can I help you clear up the tea things?
Will of our tea's very good.
He gestures no, and he quietly goes over there to the teapot and kind of like shakes out the willow bark that he had in there and kind of sweeps it into the corner of the house and pours. You see him with, you know, his unclean hands just grab, crush some more up into the teapot and put it over a candle.
Huh. All right, then.
Yeah. The tea was delicious. It was so, ever so good. I never had anything quite like it before.
I wonder whose idea it was to
the chunky bits were my favorite.
And he just kind of looks at you guys. If you're... You are going to be staying around. I would appreciate if you can convince that dragon to leave.
See,
he needs us to cleanse the village.
We must come back then after we save Gundren.
All I have to do is wait a couple hours.
Do you think we could? I mean, I don't know that I wore the
right. If you want, you can wait.
Helmet for the
but
dragon.
But I'm saying, actually, what do I know about green dragons?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll.
Arcane.
Okay. Don't they like? Spit like
religion, knowledge.
Poison.
Go ahead, knowledge.
Or something.
Where's knowledge?
I would just like.
Into
I would like to
insight
point out
or investigation.
That he's been living in this village and stuff with that dragon moved in. Okay. We don't know if Gundren's okay.
Yes.
25.
We'll come back for
that. At 25, it's a green dragon.
I got a natural 20, just so you know.
It spews poison. Thoroughly evil green dragons delight in subverting and corrupting the good-hearted. They prefer to dwell in ancient forests.
Yes, but I was looking for more information of how easily it can kill us, how we could convince it to leave.
From what you've heard and piecing it together, you think it's a young green dragon, which means, see this miniature?
Yeah.
It looks exactly like that.
Okay, good.
Size and all.
Okay, yeah.
And it's...
I'm guessing this is scale, not actual size. Or that's going
to
be very not intimidating.
That's a scale.
Okay,
scale.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a baby! We can kill it!
To give you an idea, it's...
Mount it! Okay, yeah, but still, a baby green dragon.
Well, it's not a baby, it's young, which means...
It's a juvenile.
500 is...
It's a teenager. Teenagers are easy to kill. They're so distractible.
I disagree. This is one of...
You know that, from your knowledge, you know that this is one hell of a hard knockdown fight.
It's
then
a hard
I will tell that, and I will emphasize how evil it is, and how it is a fight, how hard the fight will be.
Sir Druid, will you survive as we go rescue our companion until we can come hence once more to assist you?
And will my companions, will you come with me to kill this dragon? Should we leave now to save Gundren?
Yes,
I shall return with you.
Aye.
Sure, why the heck not? Dragons are interesting.
He kind of looks kind of disapprovingly at you guys. He's getting himself some tea, but he's like, well, hope you don't get yourselves killed.
Oh, that's ever the hope.
Death comes to everyone, and it gets except if you're a zombie.
Then it comes twice.
You see, our friend has been in the ungentle care of the goblins for many days, and we fear for his safety.
In Cragmaw Castle.
So his trouble's a bit more imminent than yours right now.
I would love to give him the whole story, but like he said, the dragon, which is quite deadly, will fly around in 2 hours and how
or less. Okay. Or maybe so, he woke up early.
So, did he just move in this morning? I don't think so.
He's willing to provide you guys some provisions if you need some extra water that he's got.
We can share some Bertram with him.
He doesn't eat meat.
I shall take my knee before the druid and hold Talon to my breast. And I shall say to the druid, Sir Druid, whose name I cannot pronounce.
Right now. I'm loading the wagon.
So you're heading all the way back to the wagon?
I thought we'd move
by
the
yourself.
Wagon. Then no.
You probably don't want to move the wagon through town.
Zombies are about plant monsters too.
Yeah, we want to
allow the lady her speech time.
Sir Druid, whose name I cannot pronounce, I promise you, by the honor of my family and our great tradition of service and servitude, or having those who serve us with servitude, that I shall return here with my companions to rid you of this vile dragon and to cleanse your town and to promote the destiny of my dear companion, Galen.
To promote general welfare.
We will cleanse this town and restore it to its natural prosperity.
I did not know that we were now street cleaners or the neighborhood watch.
So as you leave as a group, the druid kind of gives you, Galen, a gesture to come back for just a moment.
Okay.
And he
don't let him touch you.
he basically is trying. He's avoiding eye contact while talking to you. You notice that this guy does not talk a lot. He's not a social person. But he looks at you and says, "You seem passionate to save this place.
This was my home once before we had to flee, and it shall be again."
And he seems to smile when you say that. So I can, you give me your word that you shall return.
Destiny. I will return, and with it, I will restore Thunder Tree.
There should be like a musical interlude right
bum,
there.
Bum, bum,
bum. Bum, bum, another one.
Bites the dust.
Because that's what you're telling me.
And another one's gone. And another one's gone.
He comes in close to you, and basically, if you can help me in driving off Venom Fang, the dragon, I would be willing to introduce you to the organization I belong to, the Emerald Enclave. We seek to balance nature.
And now we have created the Unlikely Neighborhood Watch.
Return to me when you are ready to drive off Venom Fang.
You will expect me in future. For as soon as we have accomplished the task we were promised to do, I will return.
Okay. And he gets back to busying himself. Okay, so you guys are heading out of town?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't do magic. Turn into bears. That's what you shouldn't do.
Okay. So as you guys are getting back to the wagon and heading out of town, that's a good place to stop it there.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay, we lived!
We didn't.
Gundren here. Why haven't those adventurers found me yet? I'm betting it's because they're having such a great time at Tucson Games and Gadgets in their amazing gaming room. Now get off your duff and save me, my friends.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, Be careful out there. There be dragons about.